Searching for truth is a professional ideal of the philosopher, the scientist, the journalist, and, it turns out, the lexicographer. Here's David Crystal.
When people hear a foreign or unfamiliar word, they try to make sense of it by relating it to the words they already know. They make a guess, in other words, and often they guess wrong. Now, if just one person guesses wrong, it's no big deal. But if enough people guess wrong, and guess wrong in the same way, that false form becomes actually part of the language. Here's an example. Take the word bridegroom. Now, why groom? Where does that word come from? Is it because you're grooming the bride? Well, that's not very politically correct, I don't think, these days. What about the idea that it might be a concept of the horse carrying the bride and groom off into the sunset? No, that doesn't work either. The meaning is much more pedestrian. In Middle English, bridegroom was bridgom, and the word goma came from an Old English word, gumma, which meant simply man. Trouble was that by Middle English times, people didn't recognise that word anymore. Goma had died out. And so it got replaced by a very similar sounding word, grom, which meant a serving lad, somebody who was a servant in a household. Eventually, that of course changed its meaning, and it became somebody who took care of horses, a groom. And so bridegroom actually simply means bridegom, bride man, in other words, the man for the bride. Of course, try telling anybody that, and they'll still think that groom has something to do with horses. These false meanings, they're all called false etymologies or popular etymologies, and they're all around us.
David Crystal is the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. He lives in Holyhead, Wales.